EPA's recommendation is that for the persistent engine, you use CODO, and that you run that engine on top of WebLog itself. But, you know, you're free to choose your own methods, and we're happy to try and support you wherever we can, okay? All right. So, the first thing I want to do is point out that I've actually got a database running in the background, right? And I want to browse around and take a look at that database. The workshop tool comes in very handy here. Workshop comes with a database explorer. And in fact, I can go ahead and take a look here at all of the schema in the database. The lead schema contains a bunch of information about depth of density. And here it's got information about each of the tables in the lead. Right? In particular, I can take a closer look at some of this information. You know, this diagram is not very clear about explaining how the league table is associated with the schedule table, it's associated with the player table. That's a little confusing. So we provide another tool for you, which allows us to take a look at this information in what is called the DB Examiner. Okay? This is a visual representation of your database tables. Okay? So this, you can say, oh yeah, look, let me see, my team here has got an association to a particular image. Okay, that's interesting. And the team is actually used by a, let's see, what are we, team? It's actually used by the player table as well with a foreign key relationship. And before you know it, you've got arrows drawn all over the place, and this thing's a little confusing, but you can always move this stuff around, try and make a little bit more sense of it so that the link between each one becomes a little bit clearer to you. Here you can actually see it lit up in red. It seems a little bit clearer that these are guys related to one another. So this is purely here for your interest, right? So you can start saying, well, okay, now I've got the layout of the tables, how do I make an object representation of those tables, okay? So what Workshop does is, Workshop Studio does, it adds a configuration resource when you're using Hibernate to the application. And you can actually get a list of all the Hibernate beans that are created. This is actually done by passing up the Hibernate ORM mapping file. Okay? Here you can see we've actually got a list of the beans already. So I can actually take a look at lead, for example. And you'll see that when I open lead, it's actually a entry in the mapping file, as I discussed, okay? And we also provide you a form-based interaction with it, so that we've got some assist up here. So you can look at it in the source view or the mapping view here. And right here you can actually see that this this mapping matches the league schema table league to the Java class that we've got listed right here. The demo persistent model league object, okay? And for each one, you can see what the mapping is, to which column, and so on. So instead of having to write the XML, you can start filling in the information here in this form. Actually goes beyond that. If I don't even want to do that, I can actually just go ahead and say, well, you know what? I've got a table over here, the advertisement table. I want to create a Hibernate bean out of it. And since I don't want to write the XML myself, I can actually just go down here, click on the table, say generate the Hibernate bean. It says, well, what application do you want to put that Hibernate bean in? Well, I've already got one application, so let's stick it in here. I want the advertisement advertisement table from the database, right? If I want to connect to a different database, I've got more than one, I can choose them here, switch schemas, and so on. If the table is associated with other tables in a relationship, I can create the associations here. I'm not going to worry about associations for this example. Now I'm going to be querying a little bit of information about the database table. Hopefully I need to know this stuff in order to make sure the right entries go in the persistence mapping file. And it's like, okay, well, how is the key value for this Hibernate object identified? What way are we using to identify it? And I forget that, so I'm going to have to look it up. We're all right on identity, okay? Ask me what package I want to put it in, whether I want a subclass, a superclass, or an abstract class, or whether I want to implement some kind of interface. I think we're fine right here. We're going to identify how we're going to access the attributes of this object. If we go ahead and say, most of the time we want to say property, that gives us the getter and setter methods. If you say field, you don't get the getter and setter methods. You actually go ahead and access the field directly. That's not generally good practice, but it's possible. And then actually ask me, okay, well, here is the table. Which one do you want? Okay? Which columns do you want in this field? Do you want all of them, or do you just want some of them? And here you actually get to choose information about how they're related to one another, whether the attribute is public or private, whether the getter setter is public or private, what data type we're mapping these things to in particular, are we mapping this information to a long or a jot or just a regular long object, or what's the URL? Is it just a string, or is it a java.net URL object? How are we mapping this thing? Okay. You fill in all this information here. We're asked some more information here, which we can skip over for right now. When I press finish, what we get is we get a new entry in entities, the advertisement being, and what is it really? It's a new entry in my mapping file. So actually, that wizard tool actually took care of writing all that XML for me. Okay? If I want to edit that XML, I can edit the inline right here by editing the XML directly if I love doing the XML. Or I can use the wizard tools that we've got up here. Okay? Now, once I've collected and started building a bunch of these beans, and these beans are related to one another, I might want to get a better picture of how those beans are related in case it's different from the way that the tables are related. So I can actually go to the entities, look at the entities editor. If I take a look at the app X-ray technology, take a look at the entities editor, this is a visual diagram of the hibernate beans. It's actually different from the DB examiner. That was a view of the table. This is the view of the beans. This is the O in the RM, whereas the DB examiner is the R in the ORM, right? So let's take a look at these objects. I can see how these guys relate to one another. There's the advertisement bean I just created. I get all that information about the bean. In fact, if I wanted to go ahead and relate this guy to somebody else, I can actually go ahead and add new relationships, new mapping, new properties. And I can do it all right here in the visual design tool for my object relational mapping. So this is a really useful tool for adding functionality to your application. Now, you get the same functionality and some more for the Kodo stuff as well. So Kodo's got some great mapping tools, whether it's for JDO or for EJB3 or what have you. So the goal is to try and make the RM challenge less of a challenge. That's what the tools are here for, okay? Let me see, what else do I need to show you? This entity bean, this advertisement bean, probably needs a string bean to be associated with it. So I probably need to go ahead and type string bean up to this advertisement bean. In fact, the instructions in the demo that you're going to do at home show you exactly how to do that. And that's where you get the string hyphenate synergy. I actually have the application running back here, and the advertisements, that advertisement hyphenate bean, it's the company and the URL. Well, that is the information that's actually displayed right here in this tile at the bottom of the page. Here are all the advertisers for the Devly. Okay? So their name and URL is posted right here, so you can actually see we can jump to Dev by clicking on this link. The remainder of the exercise